Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Agriculture Secretary Vilsack announced the USDA will accept 1.7 million acres offered under the 45th Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, general sign-up. USDA received nearly 28,000 offers on more than 1.9 million acres of land, demonstrating the CRP's continuing appeal as one of our nation's most successful voluntary programs for soil, water, and wildlife conservation.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These programs target habitat conservation on especially important lands. For example, in March of last year, 1 million acres of CRP was dedicated to the continuous enrollment programs to conserve wetlands, grasslands, and wildlife. This year, farmers and ranchers already have offered more than 370,000 acres under continuous CRP sign-up.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The CRP is a voluntary program that allows eligible landowners to receive annual rental payments and cost-share assistance to establish long-term resource-conserving covers on eligible farmland throughout the duration of their 10- to 15-year contracts. Under the CRP, farmers and ranchers plant grasses and trees in fields and along streams or rivers. The plantings prevent soil and nutrients from washing into the waterways, reduce soil erosion that may otherwise contribute to poor air or water quality, and provide valuable habitat for wildlife.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Last year, the CRP helped reduce nitrogen and phosphorus losses from farm fields by 605 million pounds and 121 million pounds, respectively. The CRP has also restored more than 2 million acres of wetlands and associated buffers and reduced soil erosion by more than 300 million tons per year. The program provides $2 billion annually to landowners, support that makes its way into local economies, bolstering small businesses and creating jobs.